to Would You Kindly Episode 4, the real Episode 4. How are you doing out there today?
Hi, it's Jeremy, and I have to apologize for the snafu last week of marking Episode 3 as Episode 4. Sorry, folks.
All right, the date is January 15th, 2017. We're coming live to you from the future. Machines have taken over the world. Run, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Run. Why are you laughing so much?
Oh, I'm going to edit this all out. No, I'm not going to edit any of this out.
You never edit anything out.
I know, I'm too lazy to fucking edit.
All right, then.
It's not like I'm using Pro Tools or anything. Okay, so what do we have? Damn it!
That is episode 4, Snafu, for the day.
You know, I didn't even make it in like a full minute into the show and I already fucked up.
I think we should just name this episode Snafu, because we say Snafu like 9 billion times so far.
Well, what's on the Snafu roster for this week?
Well, we're going to do a couple more reviews. Jeremy's going to talk about games he's been playing again, and he's actually going to give a decent review of his media player.
It's going to be a decent review?
I hope so.
Okay, me too. We're also going to talk about the closing of EGM. Sad, sad, sad day.
Why, God, why?
The new Hulk versus animated series.
It's not a series, it's an actual animated movie.
Well, animated movie, I put it in the notes as a series. Fuck you, Nick. And CES Macworld wrap-ups, and are we going to talk about the last thing? Do you even care to?
Well, I'd like to make mention of that one bit of information I gave you earlier.
Oh, then why don't we just start off with that?
All right, then.
Okay. First up this week...
we're talking about Marvel, again, because we're nerds and we love comic books.
We're whores. We're totally doing the show out of order. We usually talk about what we've been up to for the past week. No, we're sitting straight to the end of the roster.
That's going to be the end of the show, is talking about what's happened this week.
Yep.
All right, so it was recently announced. Well, it wasn't recently announced, but...
recently, as far as these people care, I mean...
Yeah, as far as these people care.
Most of the people who listen to the show don't follow any of this shit anyways.
Yeah. All right, then. There is going to be another Marvel animated feature. I mean, the first one was decent. The Ultimate Avengers, even though it was a bastardization of the Ultimates series. Everything
the first
since
one
then,
was okay.
The, first
the
one
second
okay.
one was horrible.
Yeah, the second one was like watching your mother being raped or something. It was
Black
it was just,
Panther?
Yeah, it was bad. All the other ones weren't that good. Doctor Strange was surprisingly
I heard
enjoyable.
That one was actually okay. I heard that Iron Man was decent too.
No, a lot of the reviews I heard said they didn't like it. I wasn't that big of a fan of it. The new
You're
one coming
really
out, though,
fan
is
of Iron
called
Man.
Hulk Versus. It's actually two different storylines. It is a old Thor comic where Thor fights the Hulk. It's
I actually, cannot wait. I
that's
fucking
actually
love
like
Thor.
Two of the most powerful characters in the Marvel Universe going toe-to-toe for... I can't remember the runtime. It's pretty long, though. And the other half is going to be the first appearance of Wolverine from The Incredible Hulk where the two of them fight. And... I'm really excited about this portion.
Do you think Wendigo's going to be in it?
Yes, Wendigo will be in it. Of course, Jeremy. No, Jeremy. Shut the fuck up. That's not the highlight of this fucking episode. Go and find the Hulk versus clips. They are hilarious. They include many members of the Weapon X team,
Deadpool,
including my personal
Deadpool,
favorite.
Deadpool.
Who is fucking
Deadpool,
hilarious.
Deadpool.
You were giggling like a little schoolgirl when you watched that clip. Yes, exactly.
No, that's because Deadpool is funny, but I mean... You know, it could be like, you know, this giant epic movie, like, you know, not animation, but like real life, real actors, and they do it exactly like you would expect, and Deadpool's in it for like 3 fucking seconds. That would be the only thing you would talk about.
I would. Oh my God, he walked on screen, looked
Did
around,
you see
and walked
he
away.
He waved!
He waved at me. Not you, Jeremy. Me.
He said, "Hey, Nick, I want to suck your hairy balls." It's pretty funny. If you go inside Nick's house on his computer stand, he has a bunch of Deadpool figurines, and whenever he's beating his meat at night, he doesn't like Deadpool to watch, so he actually turns around all the little figurines so he doesn't see his shame.
I love all these lies you're telling our listeners.
You know, the last 3 times I've been to your house, Deadpool's been turned around.
They're always turned around. Just, I always throw them up there after I'm done looking at them.
After you're done fondling them.
Yeah, after I'm done fondling them. Dude, you don't know my little ritual. I read the new comics this week with my fingers gathered around me like an audience. I'm, of course, lying.
No, he's not.
Dude, I haven't bought comics in like 4 weeks, okay?
I know, but you just made yourself sound so pathetically hilarious that we just have to run with that.
We do have to run with that, don't we?
It's okay. I lather up in oil, scented oils, and play video games naked each night, so it's all right.
That would explain the huge stain on your bed.
Oh, that's from your mom.
Ooh, ouch.
Okay.
Anyway, enough of this little tangent. The other bit of advice for talking about Marvel is there are rumors that Samuel L. Jackson, who was originally made a cameo in the Iron Man movie as Nick Fury, will not be
reprising that role
in Iron Man 2, which makes me a sad panda.
That makes me very sad, especially since Ultimate Nick Fury is based off Samuel L. Jackson.
I know, it's...
He's the only one who can pull it off.
So sad.
Who was the old Nick Fury in that old S.H.I.E.L.D. movie?
Oh, God, David Hasselhoff.
That's who they should get.
Fuck that, man.
Dude.
I'd rather Fury not be in it than have to sit through another David Hasselhoff Fury.
How about you don't manhandle my face piercings?
I'm ready to rip them out.
Damn it. So, yes, in case you people can't tell, each week Nick finds something new in my room to mess around with while we're recording. Last week it was the Nerf gun. This week it's my piercings.
What was it the week before that?
You fucked around with the Buddha. Or was that last week also?
That was last week also.
Okay.
I fondled Buddha.
Poor Buddha. Never gonna be the same. But yeah, what do you think this is gonna, you know, the effect of this outcome is gonna be for the Avengers movie?
I'm really not sure. I'm hoping all of these are just rumors and they'll resolve it and get Samuel L. Jackson back because that man is a god.
I really can't think of anybody better to play that role.
Neither can I.
Especially if they go, like, you know, the Avengers movie more along the lines of the first Ultimate book.
Yeah, oh, God.
That would be... I mean, rumors are that Hulk is going to be the bad guy.
That would just be amazing.
So, I mean, like, it's looking like it's shaping up. And I mean, they have a... not... Man.
All right, well, we're going to edit out this dead air.
Yeah, yeah, I'll actually edit out this dead air for once. But no, they're working on a... Fuck, what's her name? Hank Pym's wife.
Oh, The Wasp?
The Wasp, yeah, they're working on a Wasp movie right now.
No, they're working on an Ant-Man movie.
No, they're working on both.
A Wasp movie? Why the fuck would you have a Wasp movie?
Because she's more interesting than Hank Pym is, at least in the Ultimate Universe.
Because she's an actual mutant? They can't do that, though. They can't go with the mutant route. She has to use Pym particles.
Why?
Because Sony owns the mutants.
Sony owns X-Men. She was never an X-Men.
But she was a mutant. They own the mutants.
So, there can be mutants otherwise.
That's why there's not going to be Pietro or Scarlet Witch in fucking the movie. Because
yeah, but they're originally X-Men characters.
It doesn't matter. Wolverine wasn't originally an X-Men character.
No, but that's what most people recognize him as.
Who cares? Anyway, we're getting off a little argument. Let's go to the next item on our list.
So, EGM closing. It's a sad day for geeks everywhere.
God, why?
You know what's really sad? Coming up on their 20th year anniversary.
Ugh, that's just a kick in the butt.
They are stopping like 6 or 7 months short of that. And I mean, I still read EGM. I don't buy it every week or every month, but I buy a couple issues each year. They have some of the best cover stories, the absolute funniest podcasts on the web. And now
second only to our own.
No, I think they beat us. They're the ones that inspired me to start this. And by inspired, I mean, like, you know, I got this idea in my head, like, years ago, and then you're like, hey, stop being a lazy fuck and let's do a podcast. I'm like, okay.
Anyway.
But yeah, it's a very sad day for game journalism. Just goes to show how shitty our economy is right now. And it was pretty unceremonious, too. It's like, you know, the buyout happened on the 6th, I think, of January. And they announced that they were closing doors of EGM on the 6th of January.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we bought your company. Get the fuck out.
We need this building for our Pong tournament.
Old school Pong. They're gonna start a new game magazine, and it's just going to be about Pong.
It's going to be called Pong Monthly. Pong Quarterly. Monthly.
Quarterly.
I think quarterly is better.
Seasonal. Yeah, so sad day. We wish them all the best of luck, all the people who are just unceremoniously.
They can have a job being my manservant here and, you know, doing the podcast for us. We'll just talk and they can edit it and all.
No, fuck that. They could host the fucking show. They're fucking hilarious.
It'd be EGM Podcast starring Nick and Jeremy.
Featuring Nick and Jeremy.
Featuring.
With guest appearances by Nick and Jeremy.
Oh, it's sad that we're being kicked off our own podcast.
It's okay, I'd let it happen. So, wow, we really don't have much news this week.
We really do not.
This is looking like a short episode, so why don't we take a quick break now and we'll finish up the show. I mean, shit, our last two episodes have almost gone, well, our last episode went almost for an hour. The episode before that went for almost two, and now we're going to barely hit 20 minutes.
That's pretty sad.
It's okay. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to do a... Well, how about this? Before we go, we'll do what we've been up to for the past week, and then we'll hit the last two segments.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
So what have you been up to this week? You have a big stack of comics that I didn't see last time I was over at your place. You read anything new that was interesting?
No, I did hear a bit of interesting knowledge that they will be ending the Batman and Birds of Prey and Nightwing series. It's a rumor. They're going to be ending those series following the storyline Batman RIP.
So Batman actually looks like he might really die.
Again, I still need to read this.
Yeah, no. I remember hearing the rumors a couple weeks back that the new series is going to end with Batman's death, or at least him going away for a while.
Who knows, man? Grant Morrison likes to fuck things over, so we'll see how that goes.
So is this going to be the end of, all those comics, or are they still going to have, alternate series going?
I think what they're going to do is they're going to end them and then relaunch them.
How long do you think it's going to be?
A couple months. I wouldn't say a year, probably a couple months.
Well, how long did Superman go out when they killed him off? He was out for
not
like 2 years.
Not long enough. That's for damn fucking sure.
Yeah, but I mean, as much as I hate Superman, he is the most iconic figure in comic books.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's a dick, but I mean, they still ended a milestone. And he did get his ass kicked. That was, got to admit, that episode, that issue was really good.
I still have not seen the second half of Superman Doomsday. I stop when he dies. I mean, that's...
That's all you need to see. All the rest of people are people crying and wanking themselves. It's like, hey, we're so sad. Superman's a turd.
Actually, I have been playing a video game. The new PS2 application of Kingdom Hearts Re-Chain of Memories. It is the Chain of Memories DS game, but brought into a PS2. They redid the whole the game itself in 3D graphics. You still use a card system.
Is it the same exact card system?
It's the same exact card system, but it is shit tons of fun.
So you don't like card battling games, right?
What, like?
Like card system games, like Phantom Dust or the Bite and Kato series.
I'm
on
not a huge
GameCube.
Fan of them. I've never really played many of them.
I have to admit, they are a bit of acquired taste.
Yeah.
How would you rate this battle system overall?
Once you get used to it, it is pretty fun, and it's nice building your own deck and, customizing it for your own personal tastes. I have, 4 or 5 Cloud Summon cards. So it's like, oh, look at that, I'm fighting a boss. I'm going to summon Cloud, and Cloud's going to sweep
in. 4 times in a row.
No, what's great is you can actually stock up cards 3 at a time and use them for a powerful attack. So it's like, oh, what's that, Mr. Boss? You're going to attack me? Guess what, bitch? I'm unleashing hell with Cloud.
I hate Final Fantasy VII.
He's gay for it.
I've actually never played it.
You've never played it, but you hate it. That is amazing. You are such a bastard.
I hate it because I hate that people telling me that I'm not a true gamer because I haven't played it.
That's understandable.
It's like, you haven't played any of the Final Fantasy games? You don't know what an RPG is. It's like, okay, I play the Dragon Quest games, and I play the fuck out of the Tales of games, two series that are just as old. Actually, Dragon Quest is older than Final Fantasy, so what you got to say about that?
Yeah.
Fuck you. All you people out there who are going to talk shit because I don't play Final Fantasy games, fuck you. You can lick my taint.
Rumor that they can't release a Dragon Quest game on a weekday because so many people try to call out in Japan? Have you heard about that?
I have not.
Yeah, apparently there's some rumor that Dragon Quest games are no longer allowed to be released on weekdays because so many people in Japan are fans of them, they will call out to go buy the video game.
It's funny, Final Fantasy is huge in the U.S. I mean, it's big in Japan, but nowhere near as big as it is in the U.S. And then, the Dragon Quest series, which has always been just gigantic in Japan, nobody cares about in the U.S.,
I know, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Like one of the most, probably the most popular mech series is Gundam Wing. That is actually pretty much hated in Japan, but it's
they're referred to as almost like a boy band mech pilots.
Yeah, mech pilots.
And it is okay. The original Gundam.
Mobile Suit Gundam?
Was amazing.
Dude, I love the 8th MS team, dude.
Dude, it was amazing.
They used real soldier tactics with Gundams. Hello.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a couple of, the classic series Gundam that are really, really, really good, and some that suck. Gundam Seed was horrible. Yeah. And then G Gundam. God, G Gundam was bad. God, we're gonna use these giant robots for a tournament! Yeah!
Jeremy, we got off on a tangent. We were talking about our review of Kingdom Hearts, and suddenly we were on Japan hating Gundam Wing.
Everybody should hate... Oh, no, I like Gundam Wing.
I like Gundam Wing, too. All right.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. What about you? What have you been doing this week?
Well, I started playing Sins of a Solar Empire again. The expansion is supposed to come out February 4th, so I figured, what the fuck? Let me get back into the game. And it was a horrible, horrible mistake because I can't stop playing it.
He came over to my house the other day, and he's like, hey, Nick, what's going on? Let's go hang out. By the way, I'm playing Sins of a Solar Empire as we speak.
I was doing a team game. I just, which, by the way, I have the game save. I have to show you. I'll probably show you that during the break. But I just, like, you know, it was me and an AI teammate versus two other guys. We had just finished wiping out the other guys, and I was like, oh, look, they're still the pirates. So I just, like, you know what? I don't have enough resources to take on the pirates yet, so I'm just going to let the game keep playing and build up my resources till I get back. Well, I didn't get a chance to tell you this, but when I got back, my AI teammate had gone in and killed the pirates. So I was pissed off. And they, like, you know, you can set up, like, radio towers on your planets, and it'll spread, like, you know, your beliefs throughout the region. So my teammate's lowering my stats for my planets, because he's doing that. And, you know, at this point, I have, like, you know, $30 trillion, a couple million pounds of metal and crystal. So I just go buckshit crazy. Like, he owns 7 planets, I own 6. So I fully max out my 6 planets, build up a squadron. I have to show you the squadron. It is over 200 ships. It is over 200 ships. I have 20 capital ships, which are like the size of a small city, and then a bunch of frigates and cruisers, and I break my alliance with him, and he's like, oh, I'm going to go try and bomb your home planet. But what I had done is I had built these giant stationary guns on each and every one of my planets that can fire across the map and one-shot destroy another player's planet. I had built 6 of them, and I set them all to auto-fire. So he's like, you know, oh, I'm walking into your territory. He sends a decent-sized fleet. It's like 40, 50 ships into my territory. All 6 of those guns go off at once. Take out all his planets except for his homeworld. And he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm still going to fight right here. I send my fleet in. 200 ships. My computer slows down because there's so much stuff on screen at once. Slows down. I obliterate him in a matter of about 45 minutes. He had about 170 ships. I took them all out in about 45 minutes. He's like running from planet to planet. He tries to set up a new colony. Giant blast comes from across the arena, blows up his planet, then my fleet moves in and just rapes what's left. I fucking love this game.
Jerry, so it was like that one time when we played StarCraft against each other and I just raped your fucking forces.
The only time you never raped me. You're thinking the time that we were playing like an AI game, like me, you versus the AI, and the AI just moved in. It's like 3 minutes into the game and 70 fucking Marines come walking into my base.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when we played against each other and you go to my side of the map, and there's just Protoss cannons everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, well, I'll hang out here. And then from 3 different directions, a mass of soldiers just come and fuck him.
And they're all invisible, and I didn't have any detecting units, and it was a massacre. So what did I do? I sent the rest of my troops in.
And while he's doing that, I drop in, like, all the Reavers, and they just decimate all of his SCVs.
It was pretty awesome.
It was.
I got raped pretty bad. But with that, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in a bit, and we'll finish up the show. We're going to talk about CES, Macworld of this year. Really not too much to talk about there, but, you know, we might as well touch it up. There are some things coming out of both that I'm pretty excited about. And I'm going to give you a quick review of the Coen S9, which is my new MP3 player. Okay, folks, thank you much, and enjoy the music. Sticking through the break with us. We're back.
Welcome back.
So, first thing I want to hit up on the second and final segment of the show is CES and Macworld were just last week. Anything? You didn't follow it at all,
no,
did you?
No, I did not.
Oh. Anything you want to talk about from it?
No.
How much you love Macs?
Yeah.
All those new Macs? Let me actually start off with Macworld, since it was actually pretty tame this year. The only thing they did was come out and announce the new 17-inch MacBook Pro. It's with pretty
the new light dimming feature.
That's in the old one. That was the old one.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Anywho, we went to the Apple Store and dicked around. I hate their command line. I don't know how to format their hard drives. Anywho,
I told you, you should become one of those Mac geniuses or whatever.
It's really easy. I saw the test. Somebody actually leaked it. I could pass it no problem.
Really?
Yeah, and I've never owned a Mac. I haven't used a Mac since OS 8. So, yeah, I'm like, what, almost 8 years behind what they currently have out? And I can still pass the test no problem because it's almost all hardware questions or really simple software questions.
Wow.
But, yeah, the biggest announcement was the new 17-inch MacBook Pro. Pretty powerful hardware. And they're adding in a new battery to it that supposedly can get 8 hours of battery life. But, you know, here's what kind of pisses me off. Everybody's all getting into like a, oh my god, it's a new battery, it's so amazing. 6 months ago, HP announced an even better battery than that. 10 hours with, they're saying like up to 8 years worth of use out of it.
Damn.
Something like that. It's a new style of lithium ion, the way they make it. And get this, it's user replaceable. The new MacBook Pros aren't user replaceable batteries. If you want to get a new battery in there, you have to go to the Mac store, have them pop that shit open, and then put it in, and they're going to charge you an arm and a fucking leg. Plus, it sucks because, I mean, MacBook Pros are really nice hardware laptops. I mean, they have excellent hardware in there, especially if you're going to be doing high-end work, like, you know, high-end audio, high-end video, even gaming. I would game
clearly
on a MacBook.
From the quality of our podcast, we do not have a MacBook Pro.
No, we do not. We have a shitty HP with parts that I have stuck together that I found in my closet, more or less. Aftermarket video card, aftermarket sound card, some penis implants.
Penis implants.
And some duct tape holding it all together. But,
that's actually what the whole rig is made out of.
Yeah, tape. Pretty much. Pretty much. But, God, you made me lose my train of thought, you asshole. Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's for high-end stuff. And, you know, they rate it at 8 hours, or no, 7 hours with the 8600 card, or 9600 card that's in there, which is the high-end card. They also have a low-end card that you can switch to for if you're not doing graphically intensive work. And they're saying that 8 hours out of that, which is really good. That's really good for, like, you know, a standard-sized battery. I used to get 10 hours out of my old laptop, but I had a 12-cell battery that, like, you know, lifted my laptop up about 6 inches off the ground. But, you know, I could work on it all day. Bad thing is, though, like, you know, if you're on the go, you're working on this, and your battery dies, and you're nowhere near an outlet, you're fucked. You can't carry a second battery and just pop that in. You just have to wait till you get to a charging station and plug it back in. And I know a lot of people aren't going to be happy about that, because a lot of people were really happy that the MacBook Pro line you could always do that with, and you couldn't necessarily always do that with other Apple products. But that's the way that Apple works. You know, it's like, hey, I want this.
3 steps forward, 8 steps back.
No, Apple's like this. I'm the consumer, and I really want this. Well, we're Apple. I'm Steve Jobs. This is what you want? Zip. This is me urinating on your hopes and dreams, people. I'm going to give you this, which isn't what you want, but I'm going to tell you that you want it, and you're going to like it anyways. Oh, my God, he's right. Let me just rub it all over myself. Here's my money. That wasn't angry enough of an
Apple
rant.
That wasn't angry enough.
Yeah, I'll do better next time.
I'm telling you, next time we have to spend at least an hour and a half in the Apple Store before doing this podcast.
The Bose headphones that they have there suck. I was so excited we went in there yesterday. I got my fancy new MP3 player, which plays FLAC files. iPods can't play FLAC files. Take that, you fucking Apple bastards. And got these headphones. You know, they're rated really high on CNET. And I was like, you know, they were pretty cheap. They were only like $50 after shipping and everything. And they're the Kos Porta Pro. And I'm sitting there and I listen to a song full FLAC. It's like 256 kilobit per second encoding. Really, really, really high quality audio file, which has, like, you know, a whole range of sounds. A lot of bass, a lot of mids and highs mixed in with it as well. So you got a nice range. Listen to the first minute of it on the Bose Quiet Comfort 2 headphones that they had out there, you know, $300 headphones. I'm like, okay, you know, this sounds good. Doesn't sound bad. Turn around, unplug it, plug mine in. So much better. Like, it's a noticeable difference. Like, somebody who's not as big of, like, you know, an audiophile as me would be able to tell there's a difference, because there is better bass and better bass fidelity. It's like, you could hear the bass in the Bose ones, but it didn't really thump. You knew it was there, but, like, it didn't really move you. Mine, it was like thump, thump, thump. It sounded like the way it should. And this is completely and totally off topic. but it was great. Don't buy Bose. They're overpriced and they're not that good. End of story. But yeah, that's about it for Macron. I mean, they did announce new things, the new iLife suite.
What's that?
It's their basic suite with, like, you know, GarageBand, iPhoto, all that stuff. Oh, yeah. Some pretty cool things out of that. They're adding in geotagging. So, like, you know, if you have a camera with a GPS or if you manually put it in, or, like, you know, if you have an iPhone, since that has a GPS now, anywhere in the world where you take your pictures, when you add it in, it'll add a little tag to it saying where you were, what time of day that you took that picture.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's actually really cool, and you can upload it directly from the iLife suite, iPhoto, whatever the hell it's called, straight to, like, Facebook, MySpace, things like that. So they're adding in a lot of social networking things. It actually looks to be a decent piece of software. Another thing they're adding into GarageBand is a music tutorial thing, yeah, where they'll have, like, you know, big name musicians come in. I think they have, like, Sting on the first round of things coming in. They're teaching how to play instruments. Sarah McLachlan teaching how to play piano.
Nathan Explosion shows up, teaches you how to growl.
Yeah, Nathan Explosion comes in, stuff like that. So that actually looks pretty neat. It's only like $5 for a lesson, something like that.
Huh.
So it's not that bad of a price, and it actually looks like a pretty good piece. I mean, as much as I don't like Macs or Apple at all, they do make some really nice software. And I have to admit that, you know, this looks pretty interesting. It actually looks pretty useful.
All right, then. Let's hit up CES.
CES. Lots of stuff at CES. Lots of stuff that's really stupid. A lot of things that didn't make it that I was expecting to make it.
Such as?
OLED screens. Organic light-emitting displays. There wasn't much of them. I mean, like, there were small booths with them, but, I mean, last year, I don't know if you followed CES last year at all.
No.
Really big displays from Samsung, from Sony, of, like, 32-inch OLED TVs, saying that they'd have them in production ready, sizes larger than 32 inches by the end of 2009. And the great thing about OLED sets are, like, you know, they have a 1,000,000-to-1 native contrast ratio. Beautiful, beautiful color gamut, 16 million colors displayed natively. Like, less than a 1 millisecond response time on them. So, you know, they're good for gaming, they're good for videos, they don't get burn-in. The screens are quite literally, like, less than a millimeter thick. They produce their own light, so you don't have to have a diode in the back, like, you don't have to, like, my LCD, it's thin, but if you go look at it, it's about, I'd say probably, like, 7 or 8 inches deep. You could potentially make an OLED screen that's only about a millimeter or two thick. Yeah, because you don't have to have the backlight to them. And they're gorgeous, gorgeous screens. And, like, you know, they're supposed to be the screen of the future, eventually replace plasma and LCD. Nothing big from the show this year on them.
Really?
Absolutely nothing. So, I mean, that's kind of disheartening. I'm thinking that, you know, they're still working out the manufacturing problems that they were having originally with them. Hopefully next year. I really want to see this technology come out. But that was almost completely gone from the show floor. Big thing that they were showing were 3D TVs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff on 3D projectors and 3D TVs.
Man, I didn't realize we were back in the 80s in a shitty movie theater.
Here's the thing, you still have to wear the dumbass goggles.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you still have to wear the dumbass goggles. I mean, like, you know, they're not like red and blue. They're kind of like, you've been to Universal Studios and done the Terminator 2 thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's those glasses like that where if, you know, you look at anything besides what you're supposed to look at, it immediately makes you want to vomit.
Yeah.
That's the technology that they're using, but
I don't think that can be considered technology, Jeremy.
Well, here's the cool thing. You know how it works is they display two images over each other, and then the glasses just put those two images together. Thanks to Blu-ray, and I mean, I hate Blu-ray, but this is actually pretty cool. They can actually have two cuts of the movie so that they can have the 3D effects in full HD.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so full HD, 3D. Now, if only they could get rid of those faggy little glasses, that'd be awesome. And, I mean, what are the Cyclopses going to do? How's Leela going to enjoy this?
That's right. She did go to the 3D movie, didn't she?
Yeah.
Couldn't do
what?
Shit.
It's not working. I mean, that was on the robot planet, wasn't it?
It was. It came from planet Earth.
Another thing that was pretty...
I thought all those electronic magnetic pulses we sent at it, and it was stopped by a single pointed stick.
Anyways, this isn't the Futurama podcast, though I know you want it to be.
I'm going to digest you with my human digestive system.
Last big thing was wall-mountable shit.
Wall-mountable shit?
Yeah, like, there's a bunch of wall-mountable Blu-ray players. Oh, also connected things. They're having a lot of TVs now that are coming out, like, you know, within the next couple months that are internet ready with like Yahoo widgets installed on them. So like you can like just be sitting there watching the news and be like, hey, it's 5 minutes till the next weather segment. Fuck that. Click the remote. Boom, you got your weather right there.
That's pretty cool.
You know, until I see like, you know, actual internet surfing on a TV, I won't really get excited because, I mean, I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
I use my TV as a monitor. That's about it. But, you know, it's nice to start seeing that internet integration in there, and hopefully it'll pick up. Because, you know, it'd be really cool to just sit back and be able to watch Hulu on your TV without having to go to your computer, pull it up, just watch whatever show you want whenever you want. Get it connected with, like, you know, the Amazon store or Netflix on your TV so you don't have to have a separate box for that.
Right.
But until we get to that, you know, we're not going to be seeing much of that. But the one thing that, you know, I'm really excited about from CES.
What's that?
Palm Pre.
Oh, God, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Palm Pre. Looks awesome. New phone from Palm. And, you know, they haven't released anything new worth talking about in, like, 27 years, I think.
That from the Palm Pilot first came out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the last big thing Palm did was produce the first PDA back in 1600 BC. So this is pretty exciting. It runs Linux.
That explains all those cave paintings of people using their Palm Pilots.
Exactly, exactly. Only a caveman still uses his Palm Pilot. But it runs Linux. It's going to be for Sprint. So that's two good things going forward in my book, since I'm a Sprint customer and I am a Linux junkie. But it's actually a pretty elegant operating system. Really fast, really efficient. Like, even in the videos of just the prototype models, it's clicking and responding. Clicking and responding. Responding a lot faster than the iPod, iPhone is. A lot faster than even the T-Mobile G1 is. But then again, the G1 is kind of like, you know, low-end hardware running a pretty advanced operating system. So I'm still excited to see the new Google phones coming out over the next year. But all in all, it looks pretty sweet, and it's a lot better at multitasking than either one of those phones are. It uses a card-based system where, like, you know, on your desktop, you'll have, like, a deck of cards spread out, and each card will be a different application, and you just flick to the left or right to switch between the applications. When you want to close it, you just flip the screen up, and it's done. It's a big departure from, like, you know, the average Windows that, like, you know, Windows system that it uses where you have to close an application by actually clicking close. Now you just flip it, and it's done.
Yeah.
Another cool thing about it is the way it organizes your contacts. I was just telling you about this before we came back on, but pretty much, you know, you can connect it to your Facebook, you can connect it to, like, you know, your Google, your Exchange server. And what it does is it grabs all your contacts, and instead of, like, you know, if you use, like, I use on my, for my BlackBerry, I use Google Contacts. So, and I didn't do that until, like, 6 or 7 months after I got my phone, so I have a bunch of contacts in there twice. And I just don't feel like going through, sorting through all that, finding out which one's the right one, which one's the wrong one. I'm just leaving it the way it is. But when this comes out, you can connect those all together. It'll see what's in there. It'll see which names match up. It'll see, like, you know, which ones you have multiple contacts on. Instead of showing the multiple ones, it just, you know, puts everything under one. So you don't have to go to different applications. Like, you know, let's say I want to contact Nick. I have a Palm Pre, but I want to send him a Facebook message or a Twitter message. Instead of, like, you know, pulling him up under the Twitter application, pulling him up under Facebook, I just pull him up in my contacts list, click Twitter, and boom, I can contact you right through there. No issues. So I'm pretty excited about this. No word on release date or pricing. They're saying before the second half of the year. So hopefully we'll see it in the next couple months.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, and I hope it's cheaper than the iPhone.
Probably will be.
I really hope so, because I don't have $400 to spend on a phone, and God knows when this comes out I'm going to spend $400 on a phone if it costs that much, because I hate my BlackBerry. I hate my BlackBerry so much. Okay.
Oh, come on. You don't want the BlackBerry Storm?
It's a touchscreen that clicks. It makes you type even slower. Why would anybody want that? Last thing I want to talk about, unless you got anything else to talk about for this week?
I do not.
You want to talk about how you totally ruined my Rubik's Cube packaging?
It is amazing. Wait, listen. Ah, there it is.
Yeah, there goes Nick once again destroying everything he can find. You're picking all that up. You know that cup that you left? You always leave shit laying around. You left your soda in my car. That cup's still there from the first recording of the first episode.
I didn't use a cup the first recording.
Yeah, you did.
I brought sodas over the first recording.
You had a cup.
I cleaned all those up.
Your cup. Because I was using a plastic cup. My big plastic cup.
The real man's cup?
The real man's cup.
Nice.
My Stein that I stole from fucking Chili's.
The Chili's mafia is going to show up and beat you to death.
Yeah, they don't have any evidence besides what I said on air, which is now recorded and posted all over the internet. No way they can track it back to me. So last thing I want to talk about is my new MP3 player, which I love.
I will be leaving the room.
Oh, come on. It's a nice MP3 player, is it not? Like the people over the internet can't hear you nodding your head.
Yes, that is a good MP3 player.
It's got a beautiful screen. It has an OLED screen like we were talking about from the CES wrap-up. Gorgeous, gorgeous screen. Like, quite literally, like, I watched the Hulk on it, and I had a better viewing experience watching that than I did on my my actual HDTV. But great screen, amazing colors. They just pop. Great black level, great contrast ratio, great everything about it. The best part is it's made by Koen, and, you know, they're pretty renowned for their audio quality, and, you know, they take almost any format you can throw at it. FLAC, WAV files, which are two uncompressed audio types, MP3, WMA. I think they take AAC, the Apple codec, and a couple more codecs, Ogg Vorbis, which is, you know, like, you know, an open source standard. Plays them all back, and they all sound amazing. Absolutely amazing. Best audio quality I've ever heard out of a portable media device. Hands down, I don't care what anybody says, they can lick my anus. This sounds better. I mean, it's just great for watching movies or even just listening to podcasts and music on. It's great. And the best part about the OLED screens is they don't use a lot of energy. I use this thing all day, listening to music, listening to podcasts, sat down, watched the entirety of The Incredible Hulk on there, and I still had, like, more than 75% of my battery life left.
Damn.
Yeah. This is quite literally a player, like, you know, it's rated at 55 hours of music playback and 11 hours of video playback. I believe that it can actually do that. I haven't had a chance to actually run down the battery before, but at the same time, I've gone 3 days straight, and I listen to my MP3 player nonstop at work, either playing videos or watching music, and it not die.
Wow.
And I work 10-hour shifts. So it lasts. Supports, like I said, a ton of audio formats, and it's really, the best thing I like about it is, like, you know, you can tell that it was really inspired by the iPod Touch and the iPhone, but it doesn't look like a normal iPhone clone. It's got these really nice curves to it. The back's curved, the sides kind of curve out a little bit.
Sounds like you're talking about a woman now.
It does. I like to caress it in my hand, just be like, oh, baby. But no, it's got a really nice design. It's different than what you'd normally see out of an MP3 player with the curves that it has. And like I said, the big, beautiful screen that it has, like, there's a bunch of people at my job who are Apple lovers. They're like, I love Apple. Yeah, they suck the Apple dick all day with their iPhones, and they're just like, woo, look at that. I can shake my phone and it makes farting noises. And even them, like, you know, with their big iPhone screens, because the screen is a little bit smaller. It's only a 3.3. I think the iPhone screen's like a 3.5. They sat there, they looked at it, and they're like, holy shit, this is beautiful. This is the best screen I've ever seen. So this is why I'm kind of depressed that they didn't show more off of this technology at CES this year. Because, I mean, it looks gorgeous. It's the best video, like, mobile video screen I've ever seen, and I can't wait to see it get into bigger technology. The only real downsides to this MP3 player are, the only video formats that it supports are AVI, XVID, and WMV video formats.
Ouch.
Yeah, so it doesn't support MPEG-4, which is, like,
everything.
Half the internet. I mean, half the internet's either in Windows Media or MPEG. And it's not in, and it doesn't support MPEG. I mean, it comes with a converter that works really, really well, but it doesn't support it natively, so that's kind of a bitch. It has Flash support. You can actually play Flash games, Flash videos on it, but there's not a lot of games optimized for it, and for games that aren't optimized, it runs kind of finicky. Like, I've had it crash my players a couple times, so I actually try to avoid Flash. I mean, the player's brand new, came out on, like, the 24th, 25th of December in the U.S., so, you know, it hasn't really gotten a big development community behind it, and there's a lot of talk that people wanting to develop for it, but it's just not there yet. And also, it is a touchscreen. It's almost exclusively touchscreen for the controls, but it's not multi-touch.
Oh.
So, you know, there's no cool, like, you know, pinching and nah. I mean, it does have a really good zoom function. You hit a menu button on the bottom, and it opens up a zoom bar. You just pull it left or right to zoom in, zoom out. Works really well, but, you know, still, especially for, like, you know, the Flash support and how it has games that are supposed to be made for it, it would have been nice to see that. All in all, like, you know, I've owned 3 or 4 MP3 players at this point in the past 3 years, and this is my favorite so far, hands down. So I would recommend it. I would definitely recommend it. If you have, you know, $250 to spend on a 16-gigabyte MP3 player, go buy it. And that's about it for this week. You got anything else to add?
Now that I can think of.
Besides the fact that you love to choke down the cock?
No, that would be you, sir.
Only yours. Only yours, my friend. Speaking of which, we're going to go ahead and sign off. We have some personal business to attend to. Anyways,
thank you so much.
Hope you all have a great week, and you'll be hearing from us again next week, correct?
Correct.
All
Unless
right.
The end of the world happens, like I predict.
Zombies. If you have any suggestions for, you know, what you want us to talk about, if you want to throw us a voicemail, just record it on an MP3 or a OGG file, send it to us at wouldyoukindlyblog@gmail.com.
At gmail.com. If you are a band that would like your music played at the beginning or end of the show, just, you know, hit us up, send us a link to your stuff, and we will go ahead and do that for you.
Yeah, we'll fully toss in who you are, where you're from.
Jeremy will fully toss your salad as well.
Don't promise that. Don't make promises I can't deliver on. But we will, you know, post your music, rep it for you, link everything back to you. We're not going to try and take credit for anything you send to us, so feel free to do that, and we hope you all have a great week, and... I almost said happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy fucking holidays, people.
Happy unbirthdays to you all.
Take care.
Bye-bye.